Hi there. The word for you today is rise above worry. In 1 Timothy 6 verse 15, Paul points out that God is in control of all things. Now let's be honest, we all worry from time to time. But wise people have learned to do five things. Number one, define the situation clearly. What exactly is it that you're worrying about? Be specific. Often when we take the time to clarify the problem and break it down, a way to solve it presents itself, right? Number two, face the worst that can happen. What if you lose your job, or your relationship, or your investment? In most cases, if the worst did happen, chances are it wouldn't ruin you. It may be inconvenient and painful, but does it really warrant all the anxiety you're giving it? Number three, resolve to accept the outcome, whatever it is. Most of the stress of worry comes from denial, from not being willing to face the worst that could happen. Once you make up your mind to accept whatever happens, you'll find worry begins to lose its power over you. And number four, work to improve the situation. That may seem like a no-brainer, but I want to say it again. Work to improve the situation. Renowned neurologist James H. Austin said, "Chance favors those in motion." Think about that. Do all you can to ensure the best possible outcome, and after you've done that, give the rest to God. Stand on his promise from that point on. Believe him to do what you can't. And number five, we've said it. Let me emphasize it again. Give the problem to God. Paul says in 1 Timothy 6:15, J.B. Phillips translation, God is, quote, the controller of all things. How about that? The psalmist said, Psalm 9, verse 10, those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. What a promise. So remember, nothing can happen to you today or any other day that God is not aware of, in control of, and able to bring you through.